Last Friday was the deadline for public comments on the latest draft of proposed regulations for gas drilling using high-volume hydraulic fracturing in New York State. More than 400,000 comments, the vast majority highly critical of the health, safety, economic, and environmental dangers posed by the controversial drilling technique, were submitted to the Department of Environmental Conservation. But many local governments in the state aren't waiting for the DEC to publish its final list of regulations. They've already taken steps to stop the gas industry before the first well is drilled within their city limits. Deborah Goldberg, managing attorney with the Northeast Office of the environmental group Earth Justice, says more than 140 towns and cities across the state have taken a stand against fracking.
These are communities that have actually gone through the entire public process and have enacted local laws, zoning amendments, and moratoria. There are also some towns where the boards acted unilaterally and have passed resolutions in favor of drilling, but there is, as you can ascertain, a big difference between the democratic process in the first case and the lack of it in the second.
Now, there are two towns, Dryden and Middlefield, where these resolutions are being challenged. What's happening there?
What happened at this point is that both towns got favorable decisions below upholding the bans that they had enacted. The plaintiffs in both cases appealed, and we are at the very tail end of the briefing at the appellate level right now. I just yesterday, in fact, got the reply brief from the industry that's challenging the Dryden ban. We've been told by the court that we can expect oral argument the week of March 18th, but we don't yet have a specific date.
How comprehensive are the resolutions and bans that some of these towns have put in place?
Well, both Dryden and Middlefield have comprehensive bans on development in their towns, including the infrastructure such as the waste disposal facilities and that sort of thing. Generally, both towns do not permit heavy industry within their borders. Dryden has never permitted heavy industry, and their zoning amendment was really designed simply to clarify that that includes gas development and everything that comes with it. In Middlefield, the same is true. They have ruled out heavy industry, and a gas development is part of that land use decision.
The other towns and cities in New York that have passed resolutions, are they similar bans on heavy industry, or are there other types of resolutions in place?
Here in New York, there are also many localities that pass moratoria, which are just temporary bans on the development to enable the communities to figure out what precisely they want to do. In other states, there are also more fundamental bans, not even bans, they are ordinances that declare affirmative rights of nature and really seek to challenge the legal underpinnings of corporate rights in America.
And how is the industry challenging these? What is the basis by which they say these resolutions are illegitimate?
The industry is saying that the state is the only governmental entity that has any authority to regulate this industry. That because there is extensive regulation under state law, regulations that are promulgated by the Department of Environmental Conservation, the industry is claiming that anything that the localities would do would be inconsistent with that and would be preempted by the state law.
And what's the court's position been on this? You say that in Dryden and Middlefield, the bans were upheld at the first level of the suits.
That's
to
correct.
Overturn them.
There's a fairly well-established distinction between regulation of industrial processes, the technical aspects of a particular industry, and regulation of land use. And, for example, even here in New York, as applied to other types of mining like gravel mining, the highest court of New York has already ruled that distinction means that you can have a statute that preempts the industrial regulation without affecting local land use regulation. The towns have successfully argued that the same analysis applies in the oil and gas context. where it has also been applied, for example, in other states.
Other states, like Pennsylvania, for example, have actually enacted state laws that would restrict the ability of localities to limit or ban fracking from their townships. Are these in conflict with the court rulings here in New York?
In Pennsylvania, they had a legal regime that was fairly similar to what I've just been talking about. In fact, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court did recognize exactly that same distinction between regulation of industrial processes and regulation of land use. And what Pennsylvania legislature did was enact a statute that overrode the Supreme Court's decision so that the localities were actually ordered to adopt particular types of zoning laws that would allow all kinds of gas development within the towns and allow the wells themselves in every single district, zoning district within the town. That has been challenged in Pennsylvania, and in the intermediate appellate level, those provisions were struck down. This High Court of Pennsylvania now, its Supreme Court, is considering an appeal, and we are hoping that we will get a favorable decision from that court fairly soon.
Ultimately, a lot of this is going to come down to whether or not we ever get a full, fair, and impartial review of the health and economic impact of fracking, which seems to be like the brass ring that's a little bit too far off the merry-go-round to grab. We may have fracking regulations soon. Are we going to actually get an honest assessment of what the impact of fracking is?
Well, that pretty much remains to be seen, but the signs so far have not been very good. There was a comment period on a revised set of regulations that just closed last week, and for reasons that are very difficult to understand, the state decided to go forward with that regulatory process before its own review of the health impacts was completed and before its own environmental review was completed. So it's entirely unclear on what they're basing these proposed regs, and certainly the public had no opportunity to examine that basis and see whether it really supported what the state was trying to do. So if the state continues the way that it has to date, we are expecting that we will receive a version of the environmental impact review and final version of the regulations, and the public will never have had an opportunity to review or scrutinize the health study, and it will never have had an opportunity to consider whether or not there's substantial underpinning in the science and the technology for the regulations that the agency ultimately decides to adopt.
Deborah Goldberg is the managing attorney with the Northeast Office of the environmental group Earth Justice.